The first reading is a reading from the book of the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, he ascended on high and took prisoners captive. He gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? The one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be infants tossed about by waves and swept along by every kind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning and their interests of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now that we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. According to the decrees for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. On those 18 people, or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, it found none. He said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search for fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave this for a year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we continue in the book of Ephesians. And again in Ephesians, Paul is telling us, and it's the Holy Spirit telling us, that God doesn't want us to be infants. He has given us gifts to build up the body in love. So the question, first of all, is, are you building up the body of Christ? What are you doing? Are you using your gifts to build up Christ's body? Or are you using your gifts just to get along and to take care of your family? Every gift you and I have been given has been given for the building of the body. And we need to do this in love, because love is always more concerned about others than it is about ourselves, right? And it talks about the very last thing, living the truth in love. So anything else, if we're not speaking truth in love, we need to keep our mouths shut. If we're not doing something to build up the body, we need to stop complaining, because there's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines not doing anything but complaining. Not building up the body, but tearing the body down. And when you do that, we hear very clearly in the gospel about Christ has no pleasure in that. We need to repent and bear fruit. And fruit is for other people. It's not for ourselves. So everything in the spiritual life must be for others. Do you build up others? Do you use your gifts to build up the church? That's what God calls you to. And if we're not doing it, we all need to repent. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.